Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Let's see if I can do this. How do you do it to sound like helium? Do you know how you do that? I know that you take a helium balloon and you breathe in and then you sound like Mickey Mouse, but there's apparently a way to do it by just sort of doing it with your very own lyrics. Can you do that?
I cannot.
I can't either. I don't know how to do it. At any rate, today is the day that helium was discovered, which means children's birthday parties everywhere had a big jolt. So there you go. It's National Bad Poetry Day, so if you'd like to send me some bad poetry, please feel free. And National Soft Ice Cream Day, which I guess means that if you're going to a birthday party today, you take a helium balloon, you write some bad poetry, and you take some soft ice cream and hope. Well, if you take any ice cream today, it'll be soft by the time you get there. So, although soft ice cream is a completely different formulation. Did you know that than regular ice cream?
I did know that.
It's not just that you soften it. It's kind of like my recipe for frozen yogurt. You put it in the freezer for 20 minutes. But the interesting part is really not the freezer or the yogurt. It's the 20 minutes. The timing is everything. Because apparently it'll separate after that. Which doesn't affect the... It affects the consistency, so it makes it a little grainier, but apparently not the taste. Apparently you can... Because I actually Googled, can you freeze yogurt? And you can. Which is terribly reassuring, I suppose. All right. 1587, Virginia Dare. Was there a wine called Virginia Dare? Anyway, she's the granddaughter of Governor John White of the colony of Roanoke, and she was the first English child born in the Americas. I think there's a wine called Virginia Dare. There you go. In 1590, John White, the governor of Roanoke colony, returns from a supply trip to England and finds his settlement deserted. Well, that'd be kind of rude. I guess Virginia was gone as well. In 1783, a huge fireball meteor is seen across Great Britain as it passes over the East Coast. Well, that'd scare the living daylights out of you. Have you ever seen a total eclipse?
I haven't, no.
They are one of the scariest things imaginable. And now understand that we understand about astronomy, and we understand about what an eclipse is, and we know about having the little glasses so you don't burn your eyeballs, and it is still truly a scary thing. I was in Greenwich Village. This was about maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago, whenever the last major eclipse was. And you're standing there, and it was, I think, about 6 o'clock at night, and it was in summer. So the sun is still pretty high in the sky about 6 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden, it's like midnight. I mean, it was spooky. It's very bizarre. So a huge meteor sort of whipping across the sky in 1783. Man, I think everybody probably fell to their knees and asked for instant forgiveness because it seemed like the end of the world. An eclipse seems like you've just done something really bad and it's about to come on your head. I mean, it's a scary thing. There's something about all of us, I think, that kind of responds. Especially, I mean, to fire and dark. I suppose because human beings count primarily on their vision. Other animals can count on their sense of smell or their sense of hearing. I don't know that anybody counts a whole bunch on touch. Probably somebody does. But or taste. But we count on our eyesight. And so anything that interferes with that or enhances it is going to have special resonance with it. But an eclipse, and I can't imagine a meteor. Whew. All right, and today is the day in 1868 that Pierre Janssen discovers helium. I wish I could make that noise. It basically sounds like Donald Duck. That's kind of how it sounds. Except that's not quite right. I can't do helium. What can I tell you? I can speak French, but not helium. 1877, Asaph Hall discovers Martian moon Phobos. And we've been absolutely transfixed with Mars ever since, or maybe before that even. today, 1920, you know, today should not be Helium Day. It should be Woman Suffragette. Today is the day the 19th Amendment was passed, was ratified. Women could vote. 1920. That took a long, long time. In 1938, the Thousand Islands Bridge connecting New York's, the New York United States with Ontario, Canada, over the St. Lawrence River is dedicated by FDR. I've been on that bridge. And for those of you who like your literature controversial, in 1958, Vladimir Nabokov's controversial novel Lolita was published in the United States. I actually saw Jeremy Irons. I think he did a Lifetime. I think that's what it was. He did a movie about Lolita. And it was, I think, originally supposed to be on, I don't know, ABC or NBC or something. And they decided it was much too controversial, so they put it on Lifetime. And I actually saw it, and I thought it was brilliant, because what it implied was not that he was a pedophile, but that he was stuck. You know, that this was such, that he was basically stuck at the time, that he was traumatized by his first love. And she was like 13 years old, but so was he. And that, so it was a whole different take on it, which, you know, and I'd read Lolita in high school when I was, you know, in literature class. And the notion was always that that he was kind of a dirty old man. And this was a completely different take on it psychologically, which I thought was absolutely fascinating, that he just basically got stuck and wasn't able to sort of move beyond that because of a trauma. So please don't misunderstand me. I am not justifying pedophilia on any level. I'm just saying it was an interesting take on it. Maybe that's why the networks wouldn't put it on the air. So, all right, we've got a news story that says playing Tetris may reduce cravings for food and drug addiction cravings. Well, it's just distracting, right? So a distraction is a distraction. So, I mean, they have all these sort of nutty sort of pseudo-scientific articles that have to do with food and drugs and sex and whatever. The yesterday's, you missed it, Trevor, which was yesterday's kind of stupid idea, stupid story, was that women who'd had a lot to eat were more interested in sex. But it turns out that the study had nothing to do with basically either. It was looking at pictures after you'd had something to eat. It doesn't say how much you had to eat. It doesn't say how long ago you had something to eat. It doesn't say what the pictures were. I mean, it was just really messy. Because every woman I know, if after she's had something to eat, nobody wants to move after they've had something to eat. That's why siestas were invented, not sex. But, and most women I know would just assume, especially if they're having sex for the first time or with somebody that they really care about, want to have a really flat stomach, which means they've drunk a lot of water, and that's about it for the last 12 days. All right, Tetris for 3 minutes could help reduce cravings. I don't know if I'd buy this at all. So if you're trying to get off drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, coffee, and intercourse and sleeping, there were only 31 undergraduates, 18 to 27. Over 7 days, they had the participants report their cravings via text. Not the world's best way to figure out what's really going on, but had only 15 of the participants play a game of Tetris on their phone and report their craving levels again. Playing a bit of Tetris did indeed cut cravings by one-fifth, or from 70% to 56%. They said the Tetris effect happens because craving involves imagining the experience of consuming a particular substance or indulging in a particular activity. Playing a visually interesting game like Tetris occupies... Oh, that's supposed to be a space between there. Like Tetris, occupies the mental process that supports that imagery. Did you remember my word, distraction? It is hard to imagine something vividly and play Tetris at the same time. Participants played the game 40 times on average, and the impact of playing Tetris didn't seem to wane. Well, if you're distracted, you're distracted. They're saying, could it be an intervention method? They said it could help cases of Candy Crush addiction, substituting one game for another. Tetris never caused someone to play it so much it ruptured a tendon in a man's thumb that we know of. Okay, bad science. Cute, but bad science. 855-993-7569. Let's put up on Facebook, what's your favorite distraction? Okay, try and keep it clean. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right. I had shared with you guys that I had gotten hacked, that my email has gotten hacked, and it's actually gotten worse. It turns out that they're now intercepting emails from my bank because I'm not getting, because I called my bank and because I had expected to get some information from them. And they said, oh, no, we sent you a bunch of emails yesterday. And I didn't get any of them. So they're now intercepting, which I don't really understand how they can do. They're intercepting them so they don't come to my email, so I don't get them at all. And as one of our callers, Jim called to share his hacking story, and he said that I should do two things, that I should get in touch with the credit bureau and flag my accounts. I've gotten in touch with my banks. I've changed credit cards. And he said, call the DMV. I was on the phone. They've had this thing that says, well, welcome to the new DMV. You don't even have to come in. You know, you go to our website. So you go to the website, and you have to do that, obviously, on your computer, right? My compromised computer. So it says, give us your birth date and your social security number and your password. And I'm thinking, nope, not going to do that on a compromised computer. So they said, what? So I call, and it takes forever to navigate their brand new wonderful website, which is not wonderful at all. I was on the phone for an hour and 23 minutes, and they closed at 4 o'clock. So I was, you know, I was sure they're going to hang up on me. And like with 1 minute to go, they came and I said, okay, someone's hacked my, no, I got in the hold of somebody in about 10 minutes the first time. Yeah, that was pretty great. And she said, no, we have to put you on, you know, I have to send you to another department. I said, I just need my driver's license flagged so nobody can get a copy of it. And so different department put me on hold. And that was another, like, hour or something. And so I finally get a hold of this woman. And I said, do you know I've been on hold for, and which is ridiculous to complain. I wasn't nasty to her, but I just thought, but, I mean, it's not her fault. She just answers the phone when she can. And she said, oh, no, you have to call a different department. So, and they're only there Tuesday and, you know, on months that begin with L's or something. So I'm not being very successful at that. I've got my bank working on trying to get in touch with the credit bureaus. And but the scary thing is they're now intercepting my emails from financial institutions. So I have no idea what's going on, which is pretty much fun. It's actually not fun at all. All right, so we asked, have you ever been hacked, Trevor?
I've had my Facebook account, like, start to post spammy things to my friends. Not, you know, obviously it wasn't me, so they just say to just change your Facebook password. That'll sort it out. But that's it for me, luckily, so far.
Well, I guess I've now become the sort of, well, I'm not sure I've become the queen because people have much worse stories than mine, but I've had my Facebook account hacked, which is why people every once in a while say, well, which one is it? But I can't actually refer people from the first one to the second one because then they'll just hack it again. I've had my ATM card hacked. I've had credit cards done a bunch of times. And they said that they don't even need your credit card. You know, they don't even have to steal your credit card. Over the last weekend, someone stole some cash and my charger. Now, I don't know why you'd steal a charger, except I guess it'll work on their phone as well. My charger has no information on it that I know of. And so my bank, so I called my bank today and I said, you know, is everything, and they said, oh yeah, we sent you all these emails. I said, I didn't get any of them. They said, well, I'm sending you a test one now, which I didn't get, which means they're being intercepted. So my bank said, why don't you set up another email? And I said, not till this computer's checked out, because anything I set up, well, they'll automatically know what that is. So I'm not having a whole lot of fun, but luckily my bank caught it. I caught my credit card, and I notified everybody else. So it's really, and this wasn't a matter of anything being stolen. I mean, I still have my credit cards. I still have my computer. It's just somebody else has got all the information. And apparently this is really a common issue these days, in that when I was talking with my bank today, they said, well, they'd had a security meeting yesterday, and the head of security was saying that somebody had a Trojan, you know, a Trojan horse in their computer, and they printed out their letterhead and was saying, you know, I don't need to have a you know, just go ahead and do this. And because my bank calls me about anything. If I say, can I transfer, although I guess I can transfer money back and forth between the accounts without any, but I'm checking my bank balance, and apparently they flagged it, so you can't do anything right now. Everything is frozen, so God forbid I need any money. All righty, so let's hear what other people have been hacked. So we said, have you been hacked? Your social media, your bank account, anything else? What happened? What was the result? So let's hear what. So I don't know if this will make me feel better or worse. Look, if nothing else, folks, it's a warning that if you're not checking your bank balance every month, and if you're not checking your credit card every month, and you could say, well, you know, maybe you should have an all cash economy, which I don't necessarily disagree with, except presumably you're going to have to get that cash and, you know, cash your check or get it out of an ATM. And so, you know, I don't know how we avoid these issues any other than I don't know what the answer is, except maybe hire the people who are really good at this. And just, you know, and hire them to teach us how to be one step ahead. Kind of, I don't know. And what my banker was saying today is that, or what the, I guess, head of security was saying is, if you look at all, like, you're not, you know, you're not an American citizen, that they actually had on videotape the maid taking people into people's room and going through their wallet and their, the safe in the hotel room and their laptop. I mean, it's just, it's going to crash economies, is my concern. It certainly is a pain in the neck. All right, let's hear what other people have done.
Okay, Donna says, yes, it was my Yahoo email account. It would send emails to my contact list and send viruses to all that opened the email. Had to disable the account and reopen another one.
Yeah. Not much fun. And that's a pain in the neck. I mean, I've gotten that from, you know, where people said Oprah recommends this, right? And I just don't open them. And my problem is that I have, because I think I'm going to have to get a secret account or something that has nothing to do with anything except maybe my personal transactions. Because my business account, maybe that's the thing to do. All right, keep going.
Marika says, my PayPal account got hacked about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
The culprit had added 3 different delivery addresses to it. Luckily, there had been no balance on the account, so they weren't able to steal from me. I removed the addresses, sent a screenshot of them to support, and let them know what happened. I've been online for 20 years and have been lucky enough to never have had anything happen before.
Well, it's a good point. My thing with the Groupon is I didn't understand exactly how that was going to benefit them, because the notification came to me, and they were not for a whole lot of money. And, you know, one of the possibilities is to call the store that has a Groupon and tell them the number, the ID number, and they could grab it. But when I called the bank to say where did they want the wire transfers to, they didn't have that information. I don't understand how that would work either. If you're going to have a wire transfer, I guess the notion is that they could send it through a whole bunch of different, like, offshore accounts and stuff like that. I guess that's a fairly common thing. So you can't. So having an address doesn't really help you very much. All right, when we come back, and it's like playing cops and robbers. You know, I'm not a very good cop, and they're much better at robbing than I am at copping, apparently. 855-93-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.bet and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, Mark?
I just filed for divorce, and I've listened to you for a while, and I know your general rule is to wait a year after your divorce is final to date, and I'm just wondering if there's any, you know, flexibility in that rule or...
Well, let me explain to you the good news about it, all right?
Okay.
The good news about it is it doesn't mean you have to place yourself on house arrest. It means that you're allowed to hang out, that you can work on your abs, you can join a dance class, you can join a gym, you can take an adult education class, you can flirt your brains out, you can hang out with large groups of people. But let me tell you why I really try to convince people not to mess with the one-year rule, even though everybody hates it. I will tell you, the only exception I've ever made, and there was one, of a guy called up and he said he was, I think he was 98 or 99 years old, I cannot remember which, and I cut it down to 9 months for him. So, but the deal is...
I can see why.
Yeah. Oh, I'm such a sweetie. Look, the deal is, Mark, I'm not trying to be the Wicked Witch of the West, and instead of viewing it as a deprivation of I can't date for the damn year, what you can do is view it as, for 1 year of my life, I can do anything I want at any time. I can eat crackers in bed. I can burp. I don't have to. I can drink out of the milk carton. I can leave the lid up on the john. I can do anything I want. Because the issue is to a certain extent self-indulgence and not having to meet anybody else's expectations. But part of it is also healing. Because there's no such thing as a happy divorce. There really isn't. There are better and worse divorces, but they're not happy, number one. Number two, especially if you have their children involved, it gives you an opportunity to kind of reconnect with your children in this whole different way without them having to feel resentful or competing with the new love. Number three, it teaches you an appropriate place to put sex, which is it's a perfectly good thing, but it probably shouldn't rule your life because you went for a year with pretty minimal. Number four, you'll find yourself making completely different choices when you realize you can go through all the events of your life, your birthday, Christmas, New Year's, Salminio's birthday, the 4th of July, Labor Day, yada, yada, the summer, everything by yourself. And you, again, you don't have to be a hermit, but without a significant other person in your life. And so when you do decide, okay, I'm ready, and for some, a year isn't long enough. First of all, you're not going to go out on a first date and talk about how horrible your soon-to-be ex-wife is or how lousy the divorce was.
I'll wait till a second date.
Exactly. But and you can imagine what a turnoff that is.
Yeah.
And it's going to consume you for a while. You're not going to have to worry about saying, "Oh, can we split the check?" Because you know, the horrible woman, the witch is lawyered, we know you're not going to call her witch, is taking all my money. I mean, it's a very unsettled time. And what you want in a relationship is not a whole bunch of serial relationships, hopefully, but a solid good, and even if it doesn't last forever, to make decisions based on who that person is, not your sense of neediness. And you're going to be needy. And if you feel guilty about the divorce, then you're going to essentially find someone who says, "Oh, you're such a nice guy." If you feel like you're a victim, you're going to feel someone will take care of you. No matter how you look at it, you're going to pick somebody who's going to be wrong for you in the long run. And what will happen is because you pick them because you need something and they're providing it, once that need is met, they no longer are valuable to you. And that's going to make you feel lousy because you're either going to hang on, which is not a very good idea, or you're going to dump
them. The reason why I asked was because I've been separated since August. Last August.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering.
Doesn't count.
No,
separation is separation. And I'm real. It's that's why I say not when you first divorced, not when you first got unhappy, or not when you first thought about divorce, not when you got unhappy, not when you stopped sleeping together, not because you. And in some ways, the longer the separation, the harder that year after the divorce. It's once the divorce, the clock starts running the day the divorce is final. And you'll find that, I mean, you can travel by yourself. And once you realize, I mean, everybody goes, "Oh, I couldn't travel because there's no one to share it with." Well, you know what? That's not true. That there was. I told you I was at a spa last week. This woman came up. At first, she came by herself. She'd never had before. She's going through a very messy situation in her private life, which fortunately I don't want to know very much about. Her computer broke down. Her cell phone didn't work. She felt completely isolated, and she had essentially an anxiety attack. And then what she decided is, you know, I've got to be here for a week. I've got to do something. And she made all these friends, and she was a different woman at the end of the week. And she's going to go back to her life making different decisions. And you can say, well, that was only a week. But it's, you know, the point is go through that period of time. Learn what you need to learn about yourself so you know who you are, what you're looking for, and you can have a stable basis for a relationship rather than a rebound issue.
Yeah, I know. I feel kind of like a weirdo sometimes when I do things by myself when I should be doing it with somebody else.
But
yeah,
listen,
I understand what you're saying.
There are more people that are single now and by choice than ever before in the history of the census in this country. So decide that, you know, that you are a warrior, that you are, you know, that you are an explorer, that you are going to go find out about not only the world that has been somewhat restricted to you because you were married, and I'm not talking about dating, I'm just talking about different experiences, but also that who you are. And take the year as a gift rather than as a limitation. All right?
Okay.
Give it a try. I know. I'm not anybody's
favorite. I will.
All right. I'm not anybody's favorite, but you'll call me a year from now and say, "You know what? I thought it was really lousy advice and it really did work." Everybody does.
When I heard you say that, I was really mad at my soon-to-be ex. And when you said that, I said, "You know what? I'm going to try it." And I felt a lot of peace after that. So.
Oh, good.
Now I'm feeling a little bit more frisky. So.
All right. Well, go back to the peace part.
All right,
go take dancing lessons. Just flirt your brains out. You know, you'll be fine. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Well, problem for the coworker. She has always been kind of a bossy person, a little bit in her personality. And recently, she's been put in a position of, well, the office manager had to take leave. So now it's becoming like just everything she wants to tell me what to do.
But if she's now the boss, I mean, her natural tendencies to be bossy may not make her a great boss, but she is, in fact, the boss. So how long has she been there?
Maybe about 6 months.
And how long have you been there?
Almost 2 years.
Well, how come she got... Does she have a different position than you have, or were you hired for the same position?
No, well, same position, but I work nights, evenings, and she's daytime. And the... she's not even been made office manager, so the daytime tasks that she's doing is like the ordering and things like that. She hasn't actually been put in the position of manager.
Well, she probably has. I mean, much to her chagrin, she's probably not getting paid for it. She's probably not got the official title, but she's probably been told to take over the work. So, which is a really crummy position for her. But where is the interaction troublesome for you? Where's the rub?
It's any time I go to do something that I'm already going to do, she'll tell me to do it anyway. It's just regular everyday tasks, and
What about being stupid and cheerful about this? What about saying, "Gee, thanks, great idea." What if you just instead of, what you don't want here, Cookie, is a clash of egos because nobody wins. But if what you can do is when you're going to fill the copier, you know, to put toner in. I'm making stuff up. And she said, "Michelle, will you put toner in?" You say, "Great idea," and just do it. I mean, what do you care whether? I mean, presumably she's not necessarily going to be the one who evaluates you directly. That, you know. What I mean, the only reason that you would say, "Well, I was about to do that," is if there's an ego involved, and if you can let your ego go on that, maybe it's worthwhile to try it for a couple of days and see if it eases the tension for you. If it does, you got it. If you don't, mm-hmm. If it doesn't, call me back. We'll try something else.
Okay. All right.
Just try stupid and cheerful. If she tells you to do something, she's about to do. Look, from her point of view, and I'm not really asking you to be sympathetic, but it may ease off your sense of the fact that she's trying to micromanage. She's in an impossible position. She's been given responsibility without authority, and that sucks. I mean, that just stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what's coming out here, and she's afraid that nobody's going to take her seriously because she hasn't really been given the real title. She's not getting the money. I mean, I think this is really a lousy position for her.
I guess what's bothersome, too, to me is that she's just never really been even polite about it. She's not a polite coworker. She'll say, you know, if the phone rings, answer the phone.
Well, she may be an idiot. I'm not arguing that. I'm not worrying about how to... I'm not talking about how do we make her a better manager. I'm talking about how do we make you less unhappy.
Yeah, that's
so let's
point.
Try it. Let's try
okay.
it. You know, I don't think you're going to get a personality transplant going on here. But you may be able to feel less, you know, less stomach acid. So let's try it.
Good idea.
All right, and
thank
if it doesn't work, you call me right back.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Alexa. Bye.
You're welcome. All right, when in doubt, anything you can do for yourself has several huge advantages, right? Number one, it's really cheap, right? You don't have to make an appointment with anybody other than me, and I'm really cheap. Well, let's say inexpensive. Let's say good value. I know. All right, so, and number two, there's a sense of accomplishment. So I'm a great fan, as you hear. One of my favorite psychological tools is paper and pencil. Just write stuff out. Try things. And we don't always know what's going to work or not work. And so we try something, and then we can adjust accordingly. And the advantage is, as I said, it's inexpensive. You can always, you know, the fallback position is always either call me back or get you to a therapist or whatever. But it never hurts to give it a try, especially if it's not life-threatening or permanent, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, there we go. 855-993-7569. Or we're talking about one of the nasties of a technological age, which is people's ability to get into our email, to get into our banking accounts. They're really not able to get into our heads yet, but they can come pretty darn close in that hacking an email. And we've, you know, when I read about Target's email being hacked or Prince Charles' emails being hacked or the Daily News being hacked, I think, oh, gee, that's too bad. But when it happens to you, it's a lot more... It's a lot more insulting, really, and it's a lot more time-consuming. It's a lot more, it's just plain icky. I mean, it's because people can get into your they can do damage to your friends. It's really a tentacle that is far-reaching and very difficult to stop, as far as I know. Doesn't mean we can't do it, but there's obviously going to have to be some kind of safeguards. And when we talk about safeguards, I'm not talking about censorship of the Internet, which is a whole different issue. I'm just talking about protection of information. As I said, when I went on the website for the DMV to make sure that my driver's license was intact, what they wanted was all the information that would allow anybody to basically be me. Social security number, address, mother's maiden name, child's birth date, social security number, password, and I thought, I'm not giving that to anybody. And supposedly this is a secure site, but so is PayPal in theory, and you could hear. So I don't know what the solution is, except I suppose to be very vigilant. And how boring is that, to have to check your bank balance a couple times a day? And to keep track of, you know, I suppose we may go back to an all-cash economy or wampum or something, because the Internet stuff is just apparently too easy to get into. All right, so we're talking about being hacked. As again, my latest revelation is that they, once they're into your email, that they can intercept messages from your bank to give you information about what's going on. They just delete them, so they never arrive. So you don't know what's going on. Thank goodness there's still the telephone, temporarily. 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear about other people's miseries about hacking. If nothing else, folks, this should be a warning to everybody of just being really cautious. All right, let's see what else we got here.
All right, so Bruce says, someone filed with the IRS using our ID. We were able to stop them this time. Have to file by mail from now on, as we will no longer be able to e-file. Have upped our fraud alert and frozen our credit. Filed police reports.
Yeah, I mean, it really gets messier and messier, doesn't it? I mean, basically, what I've done is I've just frozen everything. So I don't know exactly what happens in case I need some money or something. I suppose I don't know. Psychologist for hire, 10 cents, please. I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right, what else we got?
Antonio says my Gmail and Skype got hacked. The person just sent a few stupid emails/texts. They must seriously be bored if they are trying to hack me, a low-income starving artist who is politically incorrect. LOL.
Well, thank goodness for that. You know, they were probably going to ruin your reputation by being politically correct. You know, my heart bleeds for you. I feel your pain. Okay, what else we got?
Jerry.
I mean, how embarrassing to be politically incorrect and then have somebody go and clean up all your language. I mean, that's just, how dare they?
I like that. That's good.
That's very cute. Okay, what else we got?
Jerry says, yes, I work for the government, and per China, our personal info was hacked. We are offered free credit monitoring for 16 months. Really? Question mark. How about 16 years? They can impersonate us, me, at any time. Ridiculous.
Well, it is a problem because, I mean, think of how often, how many transactions that you do. I mean, I've, for the last X number of years, I've paid my bills online. And granted, there have been almost, to be quite honest, for the first couple months, or first couple years, actually, it worked beautifully. And the good news about it is that you have a very clear record. And if something goes wrong, the bank will send a letter for you. And so it was very helpful. And then I guess everybody caught on to it. And it's the only thing I can figure in that everybody got kind of overwhelmed. And as they got overwhelmed, the system really didn't work as well. So all of a sudden, I would have almost every month there would be a mistake. And like one month they sent a common area charge for my apartment to the tax people, where I didn't know any taxes. So trying to get your money back from the tax department, good luck. Even I didn't know them any money, and they'd already cashed the check, so I couldn't just cancel the check. I mean, it's just, so I don't know what the solution is. I'll figure it out. I'll let you know. The security guys are coming tomorrow, so I'll let you know after that. Hopefully things will be sunny and bright again, and I will be a happy camper. I'm not an unhappy camper. I'm just an irritated camper. All right, what else we got?
Linda says, my local bank's Mac machine was rigged, took hundreds, maybe thousands of out of accounts that day. They contacted me to come and sign a form, and then the bank put money back into my account.
Yeah, well, the people who are really who are the most invested in finding a solution are obviously the banks, for exactly what we're talking about, because they are basically, you're not liable for it. And so the banks, and in her case, in Linda's case, and in my case, at least two of the cases where they were effective, they actually got cash out. Cash is very hard to track, and nobody calls you up and said, did you really? Actually, they did. They called up and said, did you just take money out of your account because it was an unusual amount? I said, no, you know, I'm not even in the country. And so they could do that, and they could stop it. And you'd think that they'd, and apparently it's a low enough level kind of thing that I don't even know that the security departments track people. I think that it has to be above a certain amount. But the banks are really the ones who are going to get killed. But if the banks get killed, guess who's going to pay for it eventually, which is each of us. The rates are going to go up and all those kinds of things. And I don't know what the solution is. I mean, passwords are clearly not the solution because people can hack into your password. So hopefully we'll figure it out. All right, we got any more of these, or am I just going to go and open a vein? Maybe blood type, maybe DNA. Maybe I'll have to go. Well, I know that what the new Apple has the retina scan, or no, a fingerprint.
Yeah, I have.
And retina scan. But, I mean, to cash a check and have to do your fingerprint every time, it may come to that. Although somebody will figure out a way to do that, too.
You remember that movie Gattaca with Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman?
Yeah.
You get like that blood sample every time you try and go someplace.
Yeah. Well, and we already know that there are ways, because I read the same stupid books and look at the same stupid movies they all do, is all you need is somebody's fingerprint, and then you use crazy glue, right? And then you just take a piece of rubber and you've got somebody's fingerprint. Helpful little thing, aren't I? All righty. All right. To the hackers. May your toenails all in grow. Karma's a boomerang. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.